Marketing trends are constantly changing, right? That's why some of you listen to this podcast, because there's new things that you're trying to learn for your small business and you're trying to stay ahead of the curve, which honestly, if you're listening to these podcasts, we're probably about 2.5 to 3 weeks behind. That's how quickly everything changes. But on today's episode, I want to focus on something that doesn't change. Something that is, quite frankly, the most important part of having your very own business. And that's customer retention. The difference between companies that grow and those that don't is customer retention. And now the reason for that is, I mean, just think about it, it makes sense. The more customers that you keep and continue to sell to, the more likely you're going to achieve your business goals. And selling to an existing customer is 6 to 7 times less expensive than trying to acquire a new customer. And why is that? Well, I mean, imagine a customer that you've had for a while. They already know you provide great service or great product, and they know that the investment is valuable, right? So it's pretty logical, but I think sometimes we get blinded by the sights of our own small business goals, our own goals in general. So the biggest challenge for many companies is where to begin. So today we're going to talk about a few practical customer retention strategies. I talk about 3 of them. Before we get into it, I want to give you a few statistics. I'll be right back. You have a budget and you know you need a website. Get in touch with us. We can make things happen. We understand what it's like to need an affordable website for your brand new business. Yourfavoritemedia.com. $243. Do you know the meaning, the significance of that number? If you don't, I'll share it with you in just a few moments. I didn't know the meaning either until I started to do the research for this podcast. But what I do want to talk about that is super important is that as far as your existing customers are concerned, there have been studies that indicate that 68% of people that stop doing business with a company leave because they believe that your company doesn't care about them. Now think about it. Put yourself in their shoes. When was the last time a brand or a company made you feel like your money was small potatoes? I had this situation with a mobile phone carrier last month. I won't get into it, but I do remember thinking, gosh, I wish there was enough dissatisfaction with this company so though my leaving and other people leaving would cause enough business erosion to impact their bottom line. And an important reason for keeping your customers happy is that an existing customer, you're more likely to sell to an existing customer, 60 to 70% more likely than the likelihood of selling to a new customer, which is 5 to 20%. And if you're thinking, Monica, where are you getting your statistics? That's a fair question. I get my statistics from Bain & Company, Gartner Group, and the Gartner Group tells me that 80% of our company's future revenue is going to come from just 20% of my existing customers. And that's a generalization for everybody, every company, every industry. And a 5% increase in customer retention can increase a company's profitability by 75%. 5% increase in customer retention. That's amazing. So, all right, let's head back to the number that I mentioned earler, $243. What does that mean? Well, that's the average global value of a lost customer. Okay. Coming up next, the strategies that I use to keep my customers happy. Maybe they'll help you. Thanks for listening. There are so many fancy software programs and CRMs that you can use to track each one of your interactions with your customers. And also, there's free. And I love free. I'm a big fan of free. A lot of times, you can use free and adapt it to whatever you want to. For example, and I'm not getting a kickback from this, but Google Docs are wonderful for this reason. You can build out and customize and what have you if you have a developer that's within your company that can help you out. If you need ideas, reach out to me. home@yourfavoritemedia.com. Okay. So talking about those things, tracking customers, customer interactions. Number one, that's top priority. Track customer interactions, how much they spent with you, what visits they came into. Of course, their phone number, cell phone number. Of course, email address. And of course, customer notes. And the reason why you want customer notes, we get into for strategy number two. Strategy number two is going to use your CRM or whatever you're using to manage your customers to take down the notes and set up systems for sending out six customer touch points a year, at least six. What's a customer touch point? That's a great question. So the way I use the word touch point is whenever I do something to reach out to my client, to just remind them that I'm here, remind them that I care, and checking in. So what I use as a customer touch point is anniversaries. I listen for whether or not my client is married, not married, whether they have a dog, if they celebrate their dog's birthday, their children, and their own birthdays, right? Also, are they religious? Do they have specific affiliations with religion or spiritual practices? And then we set up for each customer these six touch points. And so you can ask one person in your business or hire a part-time assistant 10 hours a week that sets up these touch points for you. And what that does is you send out an actual physical card or tactile gift that your person, your client, your target person is receiving every couple of months. If you can do it more often, if you have the budget for that, that's great. I send out these teeny tiny cards and actually set up a business called teenytinycards.com just specifically for these cards. They're small, they fit in your wallet. And we write a handwritten note to our clients just to say, how are you? We're thinking about you. Happy birthday. Whatever the touch point is about. And people love their pets. They love their kids. If you see something on Facebook that shows that their kid won something, reach out to that assistant that you have working for you for the touch points. And you tell them, hey, send a card to the kid. He won, you know, he's like the top karate champion in the region, and do something to acknowledge that so that you are participating in people's lives. This way, if you're a physical therapist or a doctor or the guy around the corner that's selling stamps, people think about you differently. They don't think about you as having competitors anymore. They think about you as, of course, we're going to go to Walter and spend money on stamps because he's part of the family. And so that's how you differentiate yourself from that. And so that's the two ways that I use hands down. I make sure I'm tracking my clients. And number two, I send out touch points according to the notes in the tracking system. Got it? Numero tres, number three. This is my absolute favorite because I love to do it myself. And so this number three strategy that I use to be able to retain clients is the follow-up phone call. And now the follow-up phone call is amazing because one of three things typically happens. A, my previous client remembers that they've been trying to get in touch with me and I've just made it easier for them to do that. B, they remember that so-and-so, their spouse, their husband, their own client was looking for somebody with the kinds of services that I offer, and they give me the referral right there and then. Or C, they're just delighted that I've followed up with them. We have a short conversation and our connection is solidified. The thing about follow-up phone calls that I love is that they work tremendously well for people that are in the medical industry and that depend on referrals. What I mean by that is this. I think legally in most states, you can't just reach out to patients, or if you are a lawyer, I know in the state of Texas, you can't reach out to solicit business. But what is legal is doing a follow-up phone call after you've worked with somebody as your patient or your client just to see how they're doing. And so once again, regardless of the industry, one of three things happen. I just went through that and I don't want to beat a dead horse. But I hope that these three strategies are helpful for you and your business, and I look forward to hearing about it. Feel free to email me with questions, with comments at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. This is my last episode of the season. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Monica. We know what it's like to need a website for your company business and to be on a budget. So we've developed a plan that's especially for companies like you. Give us a call, send us an email at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com.